Okay, sorry about yesterday, internet problem. We're in the middle of a Perek Aleph in Hilchos Shchita. We left off with Halacha Chaf Hei, and the Rambam was talking about the necessity to check a knife before and after Shchita. So Halacha Chaf Hei says, Badak asakim v'shachav bavolo badkar ha-shchita. Let's say a shochet comes along, he looks at the knife beforehand, does Shchita, but doesn't check the knife after the Shchita, v'shavar bar etzem o'ed z'chiyot z'behen. And then what does he do? He takes the knife and uses it to break like a piece of wood. And then, v'achrach badak, then after that he checks it, u'matzah peguma, and he finds a defect in it. Then, we say, shchita asok shera. Why is shchita kshera? Shecheskes asakin, shenifkama bedavar akasha sheshavabar. We can assume that the knife acquired that pegam, that defect, because he hit the, he used it to cut a piece of wood. V'cheni pasha v'lo badak asakin. Let's say he was negligent and didn't check the knife at all, or he lost the knife. Ad shelo yivdok shchita sok shira. In both cases, let's say he lost the knife before he had a chance to check it. In both cases, the shchita will be kasher. Lachavav, but kol tavak shelo badak asakin shelo shochet ba lifnei chacham. Whenever a shochet comes along and does not check his knife, okay, before a talmud chacham. All right, so it's important that his knife get checked by talmud chacham as well. And he does it on his own. He's an independent shochet. He breaks away from the rabbanut. Should we check it? And then says, Yofe, Baduka. So if it turns out the knife was smooth and it's all good, then Menadinosa, we put him into Nidoy in a subcherim. Because he'll rely on his own judgment another time. And what will happen then? Then the knife will be have a defect in it and he'll go and do shchita regardless. Then Ninsei's Paguma, but let's say it turns out that the knife he used that he didn't check with the Talmud Chacham was Pagum. Mavirno, so he gets fired. Mnadino, so we put him in Nidoy. Umachrizin al-Kol Basa Shashacha Shutrefa. And we announced to everyone in the community that the meat that this guy slaughtered, the cows he slaughtered, all the meat is awesome. Okay. Allah of Zion, one of the questions Robin raised above is how big should the knife be? Kamu Uruk Asakin Shashokhe? Kol Shu. There is actually no shear. There's no minimum shear, minimum size for the knife. It could be any size. V'hu shol yedavar dak shenokev v'enoshoke k'morosh ha'izemel katan chiyotzeba. But basically, it can't be overly thin, and it can't have like a little slit on it, what it called, which resembles a certain type of blade. Whatever the point is that it has to be sturdy enough to be able to slaughter animals. Now, when do you shecht? U'matai shochtin? V'chol zman ben v'yom ben v'layla, whenever you want. But he must have light with him, like a torch, for example. Because he has to see what he's doing. But if he did shech without any light source, let's say it was at night, the shchita would still be kasher. And finally, let's say a person shechs in Shabbos when you're not allowed to do shchita on Shabbos, b'shogeg, accidentally. Even though had he done the shchita on Shabbos b'mezid, he'd be chayav death. And if he did the shchita on Yom Kippur, he'd be chayav b'malkus. Nonetheless, the shchita is still considered kosher. Okay, on to Perek Beis. One second. Okay, we're going to now get into where you're allowed to do shchita. And we're going to, that's one of the things he talks about, along with kavana for shchita and things of that nature. We're going to very so carefully butt up against kachim, against the area of setting aside animals for use in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to touch on that a little bit here and there, nothing too complex, and a lot of the details of the kachim aspect will take up much later on in this section of Avodah. Okay, lachal. B'chol makom mutlo shcha chutz min azaras. You can shecht an animal anywhere you want to, except for in the yazar of the Beis HaMikdash. She'ain shocht in bazara, you can only shecht. Now, when he says you can't shecht there, what he means is shecht in chulin, meaning a regular animal. She'ain shocht in bazara, ela kachem is be'apavad. Well, the only shecht, the only thing you do shchita on the azara is things that are consecrated, that are kachem, are set up to as sacrifices for the temple. Avala chulin, but something that's not consecrated, also the shocht in bazara, bein meva bein chayvo. You can't shecht any animal in the azara. V'cheinu omer basar taiva, ki yirchak mimucha makom ha'shiv ha'ashem. So what do you see from these? So kim halamata, she'ain shochtin basar taiva, you don't shecht meat that you desire, so to speak, elechutz l'makom ashebach Hashem, only outside the place that God chose. Okay, so again, if I wanted to have, if I was raising a cow and I wanted to shecht it, I can't go to the Beis HaMikdash and shech the cow unless the cow was mekudosh, unless I made the cow hektish and made it into a potential sacrifice. Halacha Beis, v'zesh nishchad chutz l'makom hu shemutal achlo b'chol ashar. Okay? So anytime I shecht any animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, okay, I can eat it anywhere I want to. Aval ashoche chulin bazara, but if I shecht chulin, okay, inside the Beis HaMikdash area, also a basar tahor, that meat is pure, but v'asar b'haniyah, I can't benefit from that meat, k'basar b'chol v'chayotzeba. Okay, so again, if I shecht an animal in the azar of the Beis HaMikdash, an animal that it wasn't mekadesh for it to become a korban, the animal's asar b'hana, the meat's asar b'hana. The kovar nosov, a furrow asar at the bariat, and its ashes are asar. I feel the shachal the refuah. Even if I shechted it there for the purpose of refuah, or for health, or lachilas akam, for non-Jew to eat, or lachil klavim, or for dogs to eat. Aval ha-nochar ba-azara, va-ma'akir, va-akum sheshachat, va-shochem nimsotrefa. Okay, so these are cases where, let's say I cut off the animal's head inside the azara, or let's say I ma'akir's okay, I rip out the simonim, or let's say a non-Jew shechs in the azara, or the shochet, when he shechs it, it turns out it's a trefa. Let's say I shecht a non-kosher animal in the azar of the Beis HaMikdash. All those things would actually be mutter in hana. Okay, so the isar na only applies to, what do you call it, kosher animals that shechted in the azar. Not just animals, right? Anything, any food, okay, fruits, vegetables, whatever it might be, also lachnis and lazara, right? I cannot bring it to the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu basa shluta peros upas im. Okay, so I can't bring anything in. Im alvar bechnisan, but if I did bring those foods in, mutar b'achila kishahayu, I could actually still eat them. Udvar meilu kulon dibre kabalahim. All this stuff comes from Torah Shabbat Peh. V'chol ha-shochei chulon bazara. Anytime I shecht a regular animal in the Beis HaMikdash area, or ocha gazayis basa chulon chenish chulon bazara, and anytime I eat a kazayas of regular meat that was shechted in the azara, makas for makas mardus, you would get rabbinical makas. Excuse me. Alachadal. Haomer behema zu shlamim uvlad dechulin. Okay, so let's say a guy comes along and I understand das, my intent, my knowledge, plays an important role in determining the status of a korban. So let's say I say the animal in front of me is set aside as a korban shlamim, but its fetus that it's inside this animal is chulin, should retain its status of being a non-hektish, meaning not for korban. Im nishchata bazara, if I shech the animal in the azara, vlad ha-mutter b'achila. The vlad, the fetus, is mutter to eat. Why? The fish ain't yachal lishchot osu b'ruchot b'akam. Because there is no way, what it called, I'm unable, so to speak, to go ahead and shech the mother, right, which is the behema I set aside for shalom, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So because that's the case, the fetus is mutter. Now, ain't shokhtim l'sof yamim u'naharos. Okay, a little bit different here, but it has to do with the idea of shechting l'shem avoda for worship. I should not shecht my animal near the rivers or oceans, right? Shema yomru ovid mayimhu zeh. Because someone may come by and say, hey, this guy is worshiping the water. Venera kemak of the mayim. And it's going to appear as if he is giving our korban to the water. V'lo yishchot l'kli male mayim. You shouldn't also shecht into a cup that's filled with water. Shema yomer lutsura shatira b'mayim shachat, right? So why? Because they'll say, what is he doing? He's shechting to the image that's inside that pail of water. Well, yishchot b'sol kelim b'sol chaguma. You shouldn't shecht it into kelim or into pits. Shekain derech ol dev akum, because that's what idolaters do. However, v'im shachat shchita shachera. But if you did shecht in such a way, the shchita would still, in all these cases, the shchita would still be a good shchita. Okay, lachavav, nashokht in the klei mayim achurin. I can shecht into like dirty water, shein atzur, nearest behind, because you wouldn't see the image in there. V'chein shokhet chutz l'guma, that dam shos yisro l'guma. I can shecht outside the trough in the ground, knowing full well the blood will go and drip into the guma. V'shuk will yasakein, but I shouldn't go ahead and do this in the shuk. Shema yichak esamina, because basically I'm imitating tzchukas akam, I'm imitating the non-Jews. V'em shachot l'guma v'shuk. If I do shecht into a trough in the shuk, also lechol mishchitaso, I can't eat from it. Ad sheyivdeku acharav shem minhu, until someone checks to make sure that the person was an apikoros. Umortal lishchot al dofan asvina, you're allowed to go ahead and shecht on the over the side of a boat. Adam shows his al dov and real the mayim, and the blood will trickle down the outside of the boat into the water. Also, mutar lishchot al gabei kelim. You can also shecht on the outside of a kli. You can't shecht into it, but you could shecht outside the kli. So, ketzad, right? What are you called? How exactly do you shechita? So, 1 second. As one of the questions he raised in that halal in Perek Aleph, how does a person do the act of shechita? So, he's going to explain. Ketzad shochtin. Moseich es tzavar umolich hasakin mevi'at shechit. So, simple. You extend the neck. You pass the knife over, right? You pass the knife back and forth over the neck of the animal until you slaughter it. Bein shayisav heima revutza, bein shayisav medes, v'achaz v'orpa, v'asakim v'yodim v'mata. It doesn't matter if the animal's lying down or if it's standing up and you're holding the back of its neck, whatever. At the end of the day, it's all good. Harizuk shira, all these methods are kashra. Now, halachachas, not to sakim mikoso. Let's say I stuck a knife into the wall, v'heviyat savar alea, and I take the neck of the animal and I push it over the exposed blade, ach nishchat, until it gets slaughtered, shchitzasuk shira. That one worked. Behu, she had savar behema lamata v'sakin lamala. That's if the neck of the animal is below and the knife's above it. Shimayat savar behema lamala minasakin, right? Because if the neck of the animal was above the knife sticking out of the wall, shematera behema b'kova gufa. It could be the animal is maybe a very heavy animal and it'll fall on its own. The tekhtach below holchavava, and it'll cut without any going back and forth. Veinzu shchita kamoshis bar. That's not considered shchita. The vikach imaya oaf, if it was a chicken, bein shayat savaru lamala minasakin, an neutzo lamata menu, because if it's a chicken, it wouldn't matter if the chicken was located below or above the knife. If you shechted it on the knife that's sticking out of the wall, that would be permitted, because as you'll see, the going back and forth isn't such a big deal by the chicken. Vachatex, a shoked v'holuchet sasakin, v'lo evia, o evia v'lo elicha. Let's say I shechted in one direction. Either I pushed a knife forward without drawing it backwards, or I took it backwards without pushing it forwards. The shachat, and I did shechita that way, shechita so kshera, the shechita so good. Holach v'hevi ad shechasach harosh, v'tizo, shechita so kshera. Let's say I go, what it called, back and forth until I cut the entire neck of the animal off, the shechita is kasher. Holach v'lo hevi, o hevi l'holach. Let's say I went ahead and only went use a knife in one direction, not back and forth. V'etis es harosh b'holcha b'vad, or b'val b'vad. And let's say the animal's head fell off only in the forward one or only in the back one. If the knife is twice as long, right, as the neck of the animal, if it's twice as long as the neck of the animal you shechted, if not, the shechita is pasul. Shachas shnei rashim ke'echad, shechitasuk shira. If someone shechts two heads of two different animals in one fell swoop, that shechita will be kasher as well. Okay, lacha yod. Shnayim she'achzu b'sakin. Let's say two people hold the knife at the same time. Afilu echad mitzazeh v'sheni mitzad acher. Even if one is holding it from one side and the other from the other side, kenegdo v'shachto, and he shechts it that way, shechita sun shere, shechita is good. V'chein shnayim she'achzu shnei sakinin. Let's say two people are holding two knives. V'shachto ke'echa, and they both slaughter the same animal at the same time. However, v'shnei mekabos in two different places, v'tzavara on the neck, shechita sang shera, the shechita is good. V'afilu shachat zeh ha'veshe b'vad or rubo, v'sheni shachat b'malkam acher, kana rubo. Let's say one guy shechs one guy shechs the windpipe, one guy shechs the esophagus. Harei shechita zuk shera. V'afapi she'en shechita kula malkam echad, even though the entire shechita was in one place. V'chein ha'shechita asuya ke'kulmus, v'shechita asuya ke'misra kshera, ke'masra kshera. So, if you make the shechita like a design, like what it called, slanted, or let's say zigzag, it's still a good shechita, no problem whatsoever. Okay, 1 second. Do you require kavana for shechita? So the Rambam says, Lach Yud Aleph, Ein shechita sechun tzricha kavana. El afilu shacha kemisase kuderek sloka, shizarek sakin in oz of a kotzal, vishachta b'halichasa, holva shechita k'raibim kama, vishira harezek shira. So, you do not need kavana. You don't need intention to shecht an animal. You could be laughing at a joke, and in laughing, you shecht an animal. It's good. You could throw a knife, and then when you throw the knife at a wall, it happens to shecht the animal on the way to the wall. That's considered a good shechita. So no kavana is required. Therefore, Allah Yud Beis, if you have a kata, no shikr should his babble a baito. So deaf mutes, someone who doesn't have their mental capacities together, a katan, let's say someone who is very, very drunk, his Baba Daito, that he's all messed up and mentally. Umishach Zosa Ruach Ra, or someone who's overtaken by Ruach Ra, Shishachto, that does Shechita. The Achim Ronoso, Shashchita Kitikna, And people watch him and say, hey, that guy did a good shchita, a rizuk shira. Avasakin shenafla, let's say a knife falls down, vishachta, and it slaughters an animal on the way down, avapisha shachta kedarka, even though it shachted it the right way, harizib sula. Why? Shenamar vizavachta, that you have to do the shchita. Achi as a veach adam, it has to be done by man. Apish in a miskavin shchita, even if he doesn't intend to do shchita. But gravity alone would not necessarily be sufficient. Give me 1 second. Okay, now we get to an interesting case. Gagal, like a gimel, gagal shel even or shel eitz. Okay, let's say I have a wooden wheel. Okay, shahaisa sakin kvuabo. And there is a knife stuck in the wooden wheel. The sub of Adam is a gagal. And the person comes along pushes the wheel around. Visham tsavar ha'ova behema kenegdo, and he places the animal opposite the knife on the wheel, right? Ach nishchat besiva sagalgal. What happens in turning the wheel over when the knife finally gets down there? It's going to shech the animal. Arezuk shera. Now vima mayim heina besamis sagalgal. But let's say the wheel is turned by water. Visamis the tsavar kenegdo v'shash tsavav v'nishchat arezuk psula. Right. So there, the guy didn't do it. The wheel did it. Then patar the water caused the wheel to move. Then patar adam esamayim. Okay, let's say the person caused the water to flow. Achibo v'savas agaga. Let's say this is getting a little bit of grammar, but he caused the water to go down, which would then power the wheel. V'shachar b'siba. So then harezuk shera. Shemikolch adam ba. Because even though it's one step removed, the man brought about the shechita. But meds v'amor and b'siva rishona. Right, it's only in the first turning of the wheel that the guy released the water for shemikolch adam. That's the man caused. Aval misviva shnia ulachreya. But after, if it didn't shakta on the first go around, any go around afterwards, ena mikolch adam. The man's not causing it. Ela mikolch hamayim beiluchan. Rather, it's coming from the water, and therefore the shchita is not a good shchita. Go ahead, Ron.
So I was going to ask about the obvious corollary question is electricity. An electric wheel. I don't know why you always laugh at my questions, but anyway.
It's a compliment because there's a lot of times when I see a lachan, I'm like, what would Ron think? Like, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it.
When you push the button,
right?
How long does that last? Zero or always? Or, you know, what's the criteria?
It's an excellent question. You do see by shlita, right? There is a gap that can exist between the koach of the adam and the product. So you could make an argument. I assume you're asking, let's say, like an electric knife, right? Let's say I had a knife and I didn't have to move at all, right? And I hold the knife over the animal and I press the button on the knife and it starts sawing back and forth. Would that be like an equivalent case that you're thinking of?
It would be, even though it could be an electric wheel. I was thinking more mass production.
Okay, right. It's a good question. It seems like one step removed is okay.
Mm-hmm. Sort of similar to matzah making.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think it's done this way today by Shita, but I can find out. But yeah, excellent. Okay, Lachi Adala. Now we're going to get into a Kavana, okay? A little different kind of Kavana. Hashokh l'shem harim, l'shem kibos, l'shem yamin, l'shem nahara, l'shem midbaras. If a guy comes along and he does Shita, in other words, l'shem meaning for the sake of, or in honor of, or almost in a worshipful way, to the mountains, okay, to the deserts. Let's say his intention is not to go ahead and worship the mountains, but he's doing it for refuah. He has got some sort of belief that this will help cure him. Among other like nonsensical things that the non-Jews would say, remember back then, they thought the mazalos, that the constellations actually produced, had some sort of power and caused things to happen on earth. So if I shecht it for, let's say, the mazel of the yam or the har, the force that caused them, or the kochavim, mazal, zechiyotzaben, harezu asur bahana. That'd actually be asur hana, kikoltak ravasakum, because there's an actual chalos, an actual identity of idol attached to those things. That goes back to a long time ago in Perek Aleph and Hilchos of Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam talks about how the original Avodah Zarah was the stars and the planets and etc. Now shogris behema lizrok damal akum. Let's say when a person shechs an animal, he does it for the purpose of sprinkling the blood to idolatry or mahakir chalbal akum or to makdir the fat to idolatry. Harizu asur. That's asur, right? Shel made them machshava b'chutz b'chulin machshavas akachim b'fnim. because we understand, we learn out the halachas that apply to my intent, right, on regular animals from my intent by kachim inside the Beis Hamikdash. Shemachshava kazu poselos behen. Because this type of thinking makes an animal that's hektish aser, k'moshi yisbar, v'lchus p'sulim k'dashin. Trust me, when we get to p'sulim k'dashin, you'll see a lot of these issues of the incorrect thought or a thought towards a avodah zarah apply to an animal that's hektish. Elacha tezayin. Now, shachta b'acha chashav l'zortam al-akum, l'akya chav al-akum. Let's say I shechted the animal, and then afterwards I think about taking the blood from this animal and sprinkling it for the sake of idolatry. Hazeiru asur misafik. Now the animal is asur misafik. Why? Shema sofo hochiach atilaso. Because the end really is what he meant all along. Umachshava kazu shaka. And we assume that when he shechted the animal, maybe that's what he was thinking all along, that it was going to be for the purpose of sprinkling the blood for what it was done. Okay, lachi yitzayin yudches go to hand in hand. In Yud Zayin, he says, "Ashokel l'shem kachim shemitz nadven v'nidarim kemosan." Okay, let's say I shecht an animal again, my regular kosher animal, for the shem kachim, meaning I want it to be hektish. But what kind of hektish? Hektish that comes about through, let's say, a korban nedava. A korban nedava is an animal that I'm volunteering or a neder that I'm bringing to the base of mikdash, and a chayev too. It's optional. Shchitas upsula, right? That shchita be pasul. Shezek kishokel kachim mechutz. It's as if I'm shechting kachim outside the base of mikdash. Shachal the shem kachim she'inon bayin b'neder b'nava shchitasuk shira. But if I do shecht it for the purpose of kachim that have nothing to do with neder and nadava, which are voluntary, then the shchitas shira. So what does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean? He says halachi yuches ketzah. Ashochet l'shem ola l'shem shalom l'shem tov l'shem pesach shchatav psula. If I shecht it for the shame of an ola or a shlomim or a toda or a korban pesach, the shchitas pasul. All of that Pesach mafresh aso b'chol shana b'chol eish yitzeh. Because when it comes to a Pesach, what it called? I can set aside the korban Pesach even if I don't bring it on Pesach itself. I can makdish it anytime during the year. Harehu domo davar nadav v'nidav. It's no different than a neder and a davah or a neder and davah. Shachal l'shem chatas l'shem asham vaday l'shem asham tali l'shem b'chor l'shem ma'aser l'shem tmura. We'll explain what all these korbanos are down the road. But let's just take one of them for example. Let's say a bechor, which we know that is, you're doing a shechita of a regular animal, which you have in mind it's for the purpose of a bechor, then the shechita is kshira. The shechita in such a case would be kasher. Okay? Halacha yates. Hayom mechuyav chatas v'shachat v'amar l'chatasi shechita subsula. Let's say someone is chayev in a korban chatas, and what do? They shecht it, and they say, this is form of korban chatas. And remember, they weren't mekadesh the animal. The shechita is pasul. Hayolo korban besoch beso. Let's say he had a korban in his house, v'shachat v'amar l'shem tzmuras zivchi, right? Let's say he has an animal that was consecrated, that was set aside as a korban, in his house, and he shechts it, and he has in mind as tzmuras an exchange. He's saying, this animal I'm shechting now is an exchange for this korban animal, right? Shechitas psula, right? Sherei hemerbo, because he did a tzmura, because there was the tzmura works, meaning he's able to transfer the hektish status, that's why the shechita would be possible. Tumor halacha is halacha chaf. Aisha sheshachta l'shem ol sheledes. When a woman shechs, let's say she shechs a regular animal for the sake of ola sheledes, which a yoledes is what she would bring after she gives birth. Ramra zula olasi. She says this is for my ola shechita sakshera. She'in olas yoledes ba b'neder v'nedava. Because an olas yoledes does not come as a neder v'nedava. It's not voluntary in that way. Ra'in a yoledes she nischayva ba'ola. Right, and basically. Ba'ola. She cannot be mechayev in ola sacrifice. And we don't assume that she's doing this because she miscarried. She called mapelas kol yeshla. Because anytime a woman has a miscarriage, the word gets out. Aval shokel shem olas nazir. If someone shechs for the purpose of an olas nazir, what a nazir would bring? Afi she'ino nazir. Even though he's not a nazir, shkutaso psula. She'ikar nazir is neder min adarn. Because even though a nazir is a little bit different, ultimately it's another kind of neder. Finally, actually two more lachas. We told us a little bit before. Two people hold a knife to shecht. Right? If one person has in mind a thought that in doing so would make the shechita aser, but the second guy didn't have any intention, or he had in mind to shecht it for something mutter, nonetheless it's possible because I have one of the two people involved is doing it for something possible. Let's say one shechs after the other. Now, this is only where there was, what it called? They both had ownership or partnership in the animal. But if he doesn't have any partnership in it, it's not considered asur. Shana adam Yisrael osa dabar shana shalo, right? Because a person cannot, there's a general principle, I can't usher that something for someone else who doesn't belong to me. Shane kavanaso el tzara, because he's acting only in line to make it worse for his fellow Jew. And finally, lachacha beis Yisrael sheshaka la'akum, if a Jew shaks for a non-Jew, afi sheakum miskava l'chol ma'ashiyutze, even if the we have no idea that the thoughts, so to speak, that the non-Jew had in mind at the time of the shechita shechatzok shira. We're only concerned about the person doing the shechita, not the owner of the animal. That's why if a non-Jew shechs for a Jew, I feel like a katan, even if he's a katan. Shechitas on nevela, right? The shechita will be nevela, kamosha yisbar. Okay, that ends parak beis. We will pick up parak gimel tomorrow.